from China, India, Bangladesh, from Ethiopia, Eritrea, Somalia, in the Horn of Africa. They're now part of the migrant mosaic moving through Central America and Mexico. I'm from Congo, says Eric Bekabula in French, the common language in his nation. He's 31, looks weary, sneakers missing laces, gaunt. I couldn't verify his story, but he says he was studying to be a nurse when he left Congo, that he left out of disgust over political chaos. I met him in Tonalá, in southern Mexico. We're fine here, he said of himself and his brother. He said they'd flown to Panama from Congo via Paris, then met human smugglers in Panama, then by bus to Nicaragua. It was rough there, he says. We paid a guy $1,000. We walked 5 days through the forest, no food, nothing to drink. Mexico's immigration agency INAMI reports close to 8,000 African and Asian migrants were arrested trying to enter Mexico from Central America in the first 6 months of this year. That was up from slightly above 4,200 in all of 2015, just above 1,800 in 2014. Data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection show a similar trend. In the first 6 months of this year, more than 6,000 Africans and Asians have been intercepted by U.S. agents on the southwest border. In all of last year, that number was just over 5,600. Other than furnished statistics, neither agency would comment on the rise. Here's Sean Moran, VP of the National Union that represents Border Patrol agents.
From Africa, Somalia, Ethiopia, Bangladesh, Thailand.
Moran says it's often next to impossible to establish identities of people from some of these countries.
Groups that we don't normally see and nationalities that we don't normally encounter, these numbers are up significantly.
Then Moran says agents keep hearing variations on the same story, sometimes to the last detail, implying some migrants may be being coached by human smugglers.
The way people are traveling, the routes of travel are very similar. So we believe that the smuggling organizations, they have their act together and they are operating a business. And right now for them, business is good.
Alan Bursons, the Assistant Secretary of State for International Affairs at Homeland Security. He's acknowledged that migrants from anywhere may indeed be fleeing for legitimate reasons. But in written comment sent to the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, he warned migrants from far afield may include people who are, quote, affiliated with foreign terrorist organizations, intelligence agencies, and organized criminal syndicates. As for Eric Bekabula, he says he's one of many people on the move from everywhere, he says. Migrants using meandering, non-traditional routes to try and enter the United States, something that may suggest the refugee crisis challenging much of Europe is slowly moving through Central America. I'm Lauren Madelon in Tonalá, Mexico.